Dostoevsky, Wannabe Cities, Birmingham, edited by C.D. Rose. Episode 4, Birmingham Seasonal Quartet with Peter Haynes.
Hello, my name is Peter Haynes. I'm a writer who lives in Birmingham. Though I'm originally from the West Country, I made the city and the Midlands in general my home 25 years ago now. Started exploring Birmingham as a penniless student. My piece for the anthology is not a short story per se, so I can't give away any spoilers. What I did instead was really smash together four very brief flash fiction pieces, hanging off a sort of roughly seasonal framework, and really just to give a flavour of the city, or at least the parts of the city that I know, and just draw some vignettes, list some of the things that I find interesting, and also unabashedly rip off Italo Calvino. So the first part of the piece is called Stormcrow's Weird. It's a very, very short piece of fiction that I wrote as part of a creative writing course. We had an incredibly limiting brief. We were going to be published in the Birmingham Post, and they asked us to write, I think it was 125 words about springtime in Birmingham. So of course, not wanting to make things easy on myself, I decided to write about the canals and about water divination. And really it started from there. I thought if I can write one, then a neat little piece would be to write four. And so that's what I did. The second one is a list format. And really this is me just picking some references and things that I enjoy about the city and odd little news events or stories that I heard in pubs and what have you about the town. Some are completely fictional and some are 100% true. There are at least a couple of references to other writers that I admire in there. Joel Lane, I channel for a line about corrupting slime mould, which is sort of a reference to one of the stories in Where Furnaces Burn. There's also a line about extreme balkanisation of the city, a housing block announcing that they have seceded and are now their own tiny town, a vertical state. That's entirely inspired by Dave Hutchinson and his Europe series of science fiction novels. The rest of the items in that particular piece are just things I heard and things I invented. The third piece is a direct reference to the destruction of the Birmingham Central Library, as was the great brutalist structure, which I think was actually a bit of a crime, knocking that down. And I suppose this is another sort of fantastical science fictional piece about a shadowy group of people that control the locuses of spiritual power in the city through the structures that they either create or destroy. So that was a bit of fun. The last piece is 100% me ripping off Calvino, but I think it's quite a nice little sum up of how I feel about the city and the fact that it's really never finished. They're always building something, and in order to build something, you kind of have to knock something down in the town, and it's a never-ending process, and we're seeing it now again with HS2. So Birmingham, forward is the motto, and quite often it's forward after knocking something else down. This is part one of my piece for the Dostoevsky Wannabe Birmingham Anthology. It is spring, and the title of this section is called Stormcrow's Weird. Off a road with no postcode, past the empty goods office, and through the tumble-down gap in a brick wall, A blank stretch of canal towpath overlooked a waterway that looked more like a scrap metal yard. Two boys drowned stones there as twilight gathered. A suited man approached, heading north. He squatted down by them and spoke. "And so I come to receive wisdom, sat silent by this well of Urd, to listen, think, and watch for signs that choose my fate." The man flicked dust from his lapel. "Think you're lost, mate," said the older boy. He checked for head wounds, sniffed for booze. At once, a swan rounded the bend, sampling the water's flavour as it came. The man seemed pleased, got to his feet, and followed on at paddling pace. The younger boy summoned up courage to announce, "The sun sets later every day," and was rewarded with a cuffed ear for his effort.
That was Peter Haynes reading from Birmingham Seasonal Quartet and giving us an insight into the creative process that leads up to putting something like that together. I think it's fascinating the way that writers view their own work, because Pete talks there about, you know, kind of smashing four pieces of flash fiction together. But it doesn't come across like that. It comes across as a very finely crafted piece that is exactly the right piece to end the anthology on, something which he doesn't mention. And I feel that it ties up a lot of the themes that come through in the Dostoevsky Wannabe Birmingham anthology. I just thought that was absolutely wonderful. So thank you so much for sharing that with us, Pete. Really, really appreciate that. And Pete touched on something there that I find fascinating, is the way that the city is constantly renewing itself, eating itself and regurgitating out new parts of it, and linking in with Joel Lane, who I think is one of our finest local writers, who's sadly no longer with us, but linking in with Joel and the spiritual and the arcane and, you know, kind of drifting into the occult, but the kind of soul of the city and how it all links together. Absolutely brilliant. Next up for episode 5, we're going to be looking at Maeve Howie's The Persistent Archive, which is very apt because that's the story that starts this all off. And Maeve will be reading us an extract from that and talking about what led towards its creation. But from the snippet that you'll get, I think you're really going to enjoy it. So yeah, next episode will be The Persistent Archive with May Howie. As always, I've been Gary Fletcher, and it's been my pleasure to put this together. Thank you very much for listening.